Aircheckdownloads.com.
And that's the Isley Brothers and Summer Breeze. The time is 6:23. Normally, you would hear from a jolly good fellow at this point, lovely listener, but today there is no jolly good fellow because I have something to tell you. And I know that you already know that I love you, so you will know it is not that. Oh, I knew I was going to cry. I'm going to try not to, though. Take a deep breath. Gosh. For the last 12 years, lovely listener, you and I have rendezvoused in the blessed hours before dawn. While the rest of the world snored and slumbered, we have answered deeply personal and probing questions. We have paused for thought. We have fathomed the famous last words. We have wantonly sprinkled a newly minted word of the day into our effervescent conversation. We have celebrated birthdays, anniversaries, and trips to the dentist. We have buoyed each other up through thick, thin, and pandemic. And we have coasted through crises on a rousing raft of Radio 2 music. I have been honoured to share the small hours with you. When the uninitiated ask, Vanessa, who are your listeners? Who on earth is up at that time of day to tune in? Who's listening to you anyway? I reply, oh my God, my lovely listeners, I say, they are the 2+ million people that you clapped for through COVID. They are the delivery drivers, the truckers, the paramedics, the police, the fire officers, nurses, cleaners, pilots, road repairers, teachers, farmers, new mothers with new babies, people who can't sleep, people who are in hospital and scared. They are train and bus drivers, they are vets, they are essential workers, they are human beings. They are the salt of the earth, and they are the people who keep this country ticking. While you're asleep, my lovely listeners, make sure that this green and pleasant land thrives and that the world stays on its axis. And my listeners do it to a backing track of Luther Vandross and Bucks Fizz and Ed Sheeran and Sir Elt. And they are never too cream crackered to let me pierce the carapace of their resistance and get to know them even better than I do already. That is why it is with overflowing gratitude and a heavy heart that I have to tell you, lovely listener, that tomorrow will be my last early breakfast show. After 12 years, you know I'm naturally gorgeous, of course, but I am stepping down to catch up on a much-needed decades deficit of beauty sleep. You know that I have loved every single moment with you, but I am a trifle frayed at the edges, and I would like a little bit more shut-eye and the energy to swing from zip lines with my grandbabies and frolic after midnight just once, maybe with Ben, without my carriage turning into a pumpkin. I'd like to thank Namrata, my producer, for all her incredible hard work, and I'd like to thank her for her delightful company. I'd like to thank the lovely David Monero, Paul Thomas, and the whole team at Listen, who are the people who make this show for Radio 2. I'd like to thank my lovely friend Zoe Ball, my lovely friend Sarah Cox, everybody in the Jeremy Vine team, and all my pals and colleagues here at Radio 2, because it really is a fantastic place to work, and I've loved every single second of it. And I'd like to thank Bob Shannon, who gave me this job in the first place. Thank you very much, Bob, for thinking of me for Radio 2, one of the greatest honours of my entire life. I will be back tomorrow for a last hurrah and a final felt philological challenge, so do please make it a good one. I will be sitting in for Jeremy Vine for 2 weeks in the middle of August from the 15th, and my last show on Radio 2 will be the 26th of August. I'm absolutely heartbroken to be leaving, as I know you can tell, and I will miss you every day with all my heart, as you know. So lots and lots of love, and here's Freddie McGregor, and none of us want to be this, and I hope we never will be. I just don't want to be lonely.
Aircheckdownloads.com.